Hi, this is Kevin Spiritus from After Forever, the series, and you are listening to Ed Robertson on TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, welcoming you back to the Confidential Radio Talk Show about television. Is always happy to welcome back one of the grand dames of Hollywood, Miss Ruta Lee. Ruta Lee's career as an entertainer spans more than six decades, beginning with the screen version of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers and Witness for the Prosecution. Two films, by the way, that are still considered among the very best motion pictures ever made. Plus, many of you have enjoyed Ruta's guest appearances on such classic TV shows as The Twilight Zone, The Lucy Show, The Andy Griffith Show, Murder, She Wrote, and Perry Mason. Ruta Lee also co-hosted the game show High Rollers with Alex Trebek, making Ruta one of the very first females to host a network TV game show. Plus, Ruta appeared as a panelist on many other game shows, including Match Game, The Dating Game, and Hollywood Squares. When she wasn't busy in front of the camera or appearing in such stage productions as Peter Pan, Hello Dolly, Steel Magnolias, and the unsinkable Molly Brown, Ruta Lee has worked tirelessly behind the scenes of the Thalians. The Thalians, the first Hollywood charity dedicated to the treatment of mental health patients, and which now also helps our veterans through their partnership with Operation Mend. Ruta Lee's memoir, Consider Your Ass Kissed, is now available for pre-order. You can pre-order it right now. It is a delightful read, and we'll tell you more about it in just a second. But first, we began our conversation by telling Ruta, it is always a pleasure to talk to you, and I cannot tell you how much I love your book.
You do like the flavor of it.
I do. Look, I've been fortunate enough to talk to you a few times over the years.
Yes, thank you.
And I can say this honestly. It sounds like I'm in the same room with you when I read your book. It sounds like you.
Oh, that is the best thing you could have said to me, Ed, because I wanted it to be a very personal kind of feeling, because that's how I feel about, you know, my blessings in life as it is. And, you know, with the title that I've got, I'm not apologizing. I'm just explaining that I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And if that sort of comes across that I'm in the room with you, that works. That's great. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it is. It has a lot of heart, which you have. It is balls out honest, which you are.
Sometimes too much so.
Well, look, that's what makes you you.
But you know, Ed, I also think that it's not just me. I think that most Americans, period, are blessed with a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. That applies not just to other people, but to themselves. I think we all know how to make a joke out of ourselves as well, which I think is a very redeeming thing in the human race, if you can laugh not just at other people's foibles, but at your own.
Yeah, and, you know, it reminds you, as you just said, it is the great equalizer. You know, nobody's perfect. Yes, there are moves we could have made and maybe we should have made, but at the time we decide whether we go this path or the other path, we make what we think is the best decision we can make given what we know and given the equipment we have. And sometimes the path we take takes us in a different direction, but because it took us in a different direction, we have other blessings.
Well, you've said it all. Thank you. Do you want to do this lovely soliloquy at my funeral when it comes? I mean, that is great. You get a great radio personality to do something wonderful like that. I love it. That's another thing. When I do go to funerals and I'm asked to speak or whatever, I feel that it is incumbent upon me or anybody else to put a little bit of humor and levity into whatever is going on, because it's sad enough that someone has passed on, but if you can find what that person that you're eulogizing had in his personality or hers that brought humor to the world and laughter, that to me is the greatest gift that God gave us, is the ability to laugh.
And we have the gift of spending a few minutes talking to Ruta Lee. Ruta Lee's memoir, Consider Your Ass Kissed, is the story of how a young girl, the daughter of Lithuanian immigrants, not only became one of the most legendary entertainers in Hollywood history through hard work and determination, but dedicated much of her life and career to giving back to that industry through her work with the Thalians. The Thalians, the charitable organization that Ruta either led or chaired, along with her dear friend Debbie Reynolds, for more than 30 years. Consider Your Ass Kissed is available through our friends at Britain Publishing. You can pre-order it right now at Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. You can follow Ruta Lee on Twitter and on Facebook, or her website, RutaLee.com. And this being April, as this conversation airs, I know it's a few weeks away from your birthday, but early happy birthday to you, Ruta, nonetheless.
Me, and the day following is Clint Eastwood's, so he's worth celebrating, too. I think he's an American treasure.
Clint Eastwood, one of the many people who received the either Mr. Wonderful or Ms. Wonderful, depending on the recipient that year, the Mr. Wonderful Award from the Thalians.
Yes, and you know the lovely part is that wonderful award, which is Goofy, a gold statuette of Goofy on marble, was created for us by Walt Disney himself. So it's a real treasure. I mean, I realize that Oscars are very treasurable, but so is our Goofy, and there are not many of them. And, well, we gave one to somebody every year that was a star, not only on the stage and screen, but was a star philanthropically, too, that gave of their time, their talent, their money to help us help those who couldn't help themselves. And, you know, the Thalians, Ed, have shone a spotlight on that dark abyss known as mental illness. And that Hollywood Klieg light, that spotlight that we shine, we hope brings kind of health to the mind and the spirit. And especially now we're concentrating on the mind and spirit of our returning veterans, those beautiful young people that are willing to put their lives on the line for America. All around the world, and they come back, and they should be getting the best that America has to offer in the way of treatment for their injured bodies and their injured minds and spirit. And we Thalians have joined Operation Mend at UCLA, and they take care of the blown-off limbs or cracked skulls, and we, on the other hand, are trying to heal the wounded mind and spirit. And I just feel blessed by the Almighty that we've got this group. Was started by young people who considered themselves kind of fun people, and the world considered pot smoking, hard drinking, sex minded idiots that didn't have anything to contribute except showbiz. And they said, we've got to do something about it. And they chose mental health. So Thalians has always been, for the last, 60-some-odd years, Hollywood for mental health. And I'm very proud of us, and I feel like we are giving back to the community some of the good things that have come our way.
You can learn more about the Thalians. You can make a donation, if you are so inclined, by going to thethalians.org, Thalians, T-H-A-L-I-A-N-S, thethalians.org. Ruta Lee was either president or chairperson of the Thalians for more than 30 years. She's been with the organization almost for as long as you've been an entertainer. And
yes.
And this is one of the takeaways I got from the book, Ruta, is that it was important to you to find a way to give back, because so many people helped you out as you started off your career. It was important for you to give back.
I think to everybody in life to give back a little bit. You know, there are many ways of sending up a prayer. Sometimes it's a good deed. Sometimes, Ed, it's simply putting a smile on someone's face. That is kind of my credo, that every day, no matter whose path I cross, whether it's a puppy, a cat, a human being, male or female, just put a smile on their face for a minute. You don't know what kind of burdens people are carrying. They may have dour expressions, and if you can compliment them on their shoes or a hairstyle or just what a sunny, lovely day it is, even in the rain, it's a good thing to do and a very easy thing to do, and it doesn't cost anybody anything. Just go ahead and make someone smile.
Well, we've had a bit of rain here in Southern California over the last couple of days as we record our conversation with Ruta, but I am looking out my window, Ruta, and I see the blue skies. The clouds have parted, if only for the time being, but I think it's good because I think the clouds should part whenever I talk to Ruta Lee.
You sweet silver tongue devil, you. Wow, what a nice thing to say. Well, I'm hoping that everybody has a beautiful and blessed Easter, and that we continue stamping out this rotten COVID. I'm so sick of it, aren't you, Ed? It's time to move on and make life happen again.
Well, things are beginning to open up, so that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And I've said this on the air, I've said this off the air. I'm looking forward to taking a long road trip, probably up to the Bay Area where most of my family lives and where you spent a good part of your TV career. Ruta, you worked on the first TV show filmed in the Bay Area, The Lineup.
The Lineup was wonderful. I don't remember how many seasons it lasted, but it had a wonderful long run. And I was fortunate enough, and of course maybe it's the fact that I did good work that helped, but I was fortunate enough to be invited up to do 3 or 4 or 5 shows in a row. And I've got to tell you, that was quite an experience, Ed, because we didn't have the beautiful big star wagons, or the honey wagons, as we called them, you know, for stars, for the actors up in San Francisco. You literally used the wardrobe truck to jump in and change your clothes and do whatever you had to do. And I would get hired to play lots of different characters, you know, but it was one plane trip up and one hotel room, and I played a lot of different things, maybe 4 or 5 different shows. And in one of them, I'd be this ritzy society girl. In another one, I would be a mommy that lost her child or was kidnapped. In another one, I'd be a hooker with a heart of golden teeth to match. And I would have to keep changing my outfits and my makeup for all of these things on the run. So it was, in a way, it was like a training academy for me, you know. And God, Jaime Del Valle was the producer. And he was a film producer and a radio producer. And he just honored me by giving me lots of roles to play. And working with Warner Anderson and Tom Tully was a hoot. What a fine time we had. And God bless Jaime Del Valle, showed me San Francisco. He would nicely take me, and he'd have my mother come up and join me, and he would take us to dinner. Wow, I saw San Francisco at the best. I saw it at the worst, too. I was doing a scene one time in the Yacht Harbor. And, of course, we were shooting in May or June. Now, San Francisco, that time of year, is cold.
Mm-hmm.
You were in friggin' Alaska. And there I am in cute little shorts and a little T-shirt and bare-legged and bare everything, you know, and on a yacht, supposedly enjoying being there and entertaining and blah, blah, blah. Do you know the way that I think I survived that shoot? And the guys are all bundled up in their big pea coats, mm-hmm. you know, and lined jackets and everything else. The boat owner had me come below when I wasn't shooting up on the deck, which is where the shot was set up. And he fed me lots of vodka. That kept me warm. Gee, I should have put that in the book. I don't think I knew what I was doing. Even though my teeth were chattering, my lips were blue, that vodka kept the heart warm and the spirit going.
Ruta Lee is on the line with us. Rita Lee's memoir, Consider Your Ass Kissed, is available right now at Amazon.com, wherever books are sold online. Autograph editions of Consider Your Ass Kissed are available exclusively at LarryEdmonds.com. LarryEdmonds.com. If you are listening to us in the Los Angeles area or plan to be in Southern California the weekend of December 11th, Rita Lee will be among the 20 celebrities taking part in the very first Celebrity Authors Forum, which will be held at the Hollywood Museum on Saturday, December 11th, beginning at 11 a.m. For tickets, for more information, thehollywoodmuseum.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
And the great thing about that particular era, the era of the lineup and the era of the first couple of decades of television, where, you know, you appeared on all the major shows, the Lucy Show, the Twilight Zone, was if you did one show and you did good, they would bring you back. It's not like that anymore. I mean, for whatever reason, if you do one episode, they don't ever bring you back, even if the show runs for 15 years.
That you say that. I realize I was lucky enough when I did Roseanne to be invited back, and then there was talk of doing a pilot, an offshoot that would include me, which was very delightful, but then she was bounced from the show. So there went my career as well. That really ticks me off, but that's the way it is. You never know. I did a series, well, of course, the visit every time to come back was really wonderful on a show because you get to know the crew and the people and, of course, the stars. And, Lord, I was lucky, and I really loved everybody. I loved every minute of working. And you don't realize when you're doing all these shows, Ed, how lucky you are, you know, that how wonderful to be working with people of great note and people maybe that are up-and-comers like yourself that become huge stars, and you say, wow, I worked with them on this and this. Wonderful, wonderful feeling. And I don't think that your audience or any audience who is not in the business realize how very hard the work is. Mm-hmm. I don't think, I mean, you watch a movie and you have no idea that to get that 5 minutes of film that progresses the story, that it took hours and days to get a certain shot. And I don't think our audiences realize that when we're, let's say you and I are sitting somewhere with a cocktail in hand and we're having this conversation, that it has to be shot from a long distance of the two of us at the table. Then there's a closer shot of the two of us at the table and one from another angle, perhaps. Then there is the shot of me talking to you, and I have to match the hand movement every time I raise a glass or put it down or touch my hair. I have to match it in every single time we shoot it, whether it's on you or me. You know, when it's on you, then you have to match when your hand went up with your drink. And so it can take, it's a lot of effort. It's more than just playing a scene so that it's believable. It's also making everything work so that the editor, when he's cutting, that your hand is not with the glass in the shot when it should have been down on the table.
And especially when you did television, whether it was an hour-long show or a 30-minute show, you're shooting 10 or 12 pages a day. So you don't have the time to approach it a little more leisurely as you would if you're on a motion picture, which you've done many motion pictures. So when you're doing television especially, you've got to, when you show up, you got to be ready to rock and roll.
Yes, exactly. And I'll tell you something. I shot a film about 2 years ago. That's recent anymore. and I couldn't believe the behavior of some of the people, actors that are supposed to be professionals. The gentleman, the fellow, was okay. He was fine. He sort of did his lines and did his things the way he should. The little girl was so loopy that I was wondering, is she high on something? And maybe she was. I don't know. But I find that people are accepting bad behavior now. And I don't quite understand how you can run a business and be accepting of non-professionalism. I don't quite understand that. But we seem to have a lot of that going on, that new wave. Now, I'm exaggerating when I say there's a lot of that. But compared to the discipline that we all lived with and for ourselves and we brought to the set was the professionalism that I'm seeing rather lacking in these days.
One other noticeable difference between the way many shoots are today and the way they were 20, 25 years ago. Mike Connors, one of your dear friends, when he visited our program a few years ago, he said the biggest difference for him was when he was doing like Tightrope or Mannix, and Rudy Lee would guest star. In between takes, you would talk to each other. You know, maybe you would talk about golf or the Thalians or something, but you would talk to each other. Whereas today, when the red light goes off, everyone goes in 17 different directions, and that's lost. I mean, because in the talking to each other, you often learn things about each other or about your craft.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I think one of the most beautiful things about being in our industry, which is a tough one, nobody realizes how tough it is, mm-hmm. is that it's much more fun than selling insurance or shoes mm-hmm. or working under a car. And why? Because this is what I miss so about the industry now, is that we all had our chairs, and if we were prominent enough, your chair had your name on it, mm-hmm. you know, which was, to me, one of the most exciting moments of the world was not only when I saw my name on a marquee, but when I had a chair that said Rudy Lee that was mine. But we sort of sat in a semicircle between takes and swapped stories and maybe lies and whatever. But great humor.
Yeah.
There was laughter, such wonderful laughter. And I said, that's what makes us kind of be able to go through very sad and hard and tough grinding work, was the fact that there was humor in it. And if somebody was star enough in the middle of a very tough scene to break the tension with a laugh, by creating a big laugh, that was a blessing. And well, you know, I sort of feel like that's the greatest thing in life, is to laugh.
Absolutely.
What I miss about our industry now is that we don't sit there and swap stories about growing up in the business or knowing people in vaudeville or early days of the movies that taught us great lessons. I miss that.
Rita Lee is on the line with us. Rita Lee's memoir, Consider Your Ass Kissed, is available right now at Amazon.com. Rudy Lee is among the many celebrities scheduled to appear at the inaugural Celebrity Authors Forum at the Hollywood Museum, which will take place Saturday, December 11th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Hollywood Museum, 1660 North Highland Avenue at Hollywood Boulevard in the famous Max Factor building. For tickets and more information, thehollywoodmuseum.com.
TVConfidential.com.
We'll talk some more with Ruta Lee. We come back on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.